Annie Dugan has returned to the land of art from a little bit of vacation time, where no doubt she spent a lot of time making art, looking at art, thinking about art, and reading about art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Absolutely. Hello, Lisa. And this week is no different. I'm going to talk a little bit about art and eclipse and arts and science. But first, I want to let everyone know that this Thursday is an open studio that you don't want to miss. Christina Estelle and Erica Mock. It's sort of Christina Estelle is a phenomenal artist in our community who's going on a year-long residency. So a temporary goodbye to Christina and a hello to Erica as Erica Mock takes over and sublets Christina's studio. So Christina, the best way to describe her work is it's about sensory experiences and earth. She uses amazing materials like she had a show at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts where she used this plastic almost. It's like a resin. I'm trying to think of the exact word, but it's very much about sorry, how we move through spaces, how we move through life. She did these beautiful drawings of bubble wrap. Really, she has just an uncanny sense of this intuitive way that we interact with our environment. So definitely come and see her work and then also see Erica's. Erica's, it is sort of a neat pairing because Erica works in textiles, which is very much about tactile and sensory experiences, and the way she puts her work together is very in tune with that as well. I mean, the pieces, it's about color, but it's also about how the pieces interact. It's sort of, they look almost human in form. Some of them they have, or sea creature like, they have tentacles. It's really fascinating. So this Thursday at 5 o'clock, open house at 12 North 21st Avenue West. So Lincoln Park neighborhood, great area for making and thinking about art. If you find yourself further afield, I do want to mention just briefly that Karen Kruel has an opening at the Rochester Art Center. And Karen's work was on display at the Duluth Art Institute's Arrowhead Biennial this past year. It is it won the first place prize. She does large-scale watercolor works. The title of the show is Topographies of Loss, and it is just the work is stunning. It's stylistically interesting. It's her skill level is amazing with what she can do with watercolor. Most of them are abstract. There's abstract grid forms. One piece you can kind of get lost in. So I can't imagine what a whole show you're going to have to set a lot of time across for that. So if you find yourself in Rochester, check that out for sure. Everyone should register now. It's free, but you have to register for the Artist as Cultural Producer workshop that's happening at the Duluth Art Institute September 9th. So mark off your calendar. I'll talk more about the opening as it comes up, but Sharon Loudon is coming to present this Artist as Cultural Producer workshop, and it's just a phenomenal opportunity for people in our community. You don't have to be an artist to register. I think a lot of people are going to get some really great information out of this, even if you aren't a professional artist. Sharon Loudon is an artist. She just wrote a book called Artist as Cultural Producer about exploring ways that artists reach beyond the studio, how they can expand their practice beyond the studio. And so she's going to dig into that, dig into the people that she's interviewed. Wendy Redstar, who is one of the artists that is in the book, is also having an exhibition. She'll have a lecture with Sharon the night before on September 8th, but everyone should just mark off your calendar, call the Art Institute, and sign up now because it really is going to be a phenomenal workshop. And then today at 1:08 p.m. in our neck of the woods, but all across the country, people are doing, of course, the total eclipse. And I wanted to touch on some artists that have been influenced and have been part of that. There's a really amazing show at the Princeton Art Museum. So if anyone's out east, traveling, definitely go check that out. But they also have a really great website. The title of the show is Transient Effects. So I'll send you that link to get up online, Lisa, because it's worth seeing all of the artists through the ages that have been influenced by these astronomical events. And the one that's featured in the show, which I think is really, really special, is Howard Russell Butler. And scientists, you know, he was an American artist at the turn of the century. 1918 was his first eclipse that he painted. So he actually, you know, this is before photography could completely capture the what it looked like, and scientists really wanted to get out what a solar eclipse looked like to the rest of the folks who might not have been able to see it. So they hired Howard Russell Butler to paint, and he saw four in his lifetime. He had this wonderful blend that's really in vogue now of science and art together. So he was a Princeton graduate and graduated, I think, in chemistry. So had this background, but also brought in his artistry and used both in how he created work like that. So he went on actually to work for the American Museum of Natural History in New York. So a lot of their astronomical exhibits were because of him. So a really fun show, and one that they have his work, but then they also on the website have quite a few other artists that incorporated eclipses in their work. Like my other favorite, I have to quickly mention, is Alma Thomas. She had a piece called The Eclipse from 1970, where she sort of, it's done in a more abstract way. You have these little squares of light and color. And one of our favorite artists in Duluth is Adam Swanson. And I can see Adam Swanson being influenced by Alma Thomas. Excuse me. So, Adam, if you're out there, check out that website and see your work, because it's really, really fun. So that's a great way to, if you aren't looking up at the sky, you can look at your transient effects at the Princeton Art Museum.
Well, not only that, it's a little easier on your eyes, and you can always go online
right.
and watch the video otherwise of the actual eclipse, and it won't run the risk of frying your vision.
There you go.
You bet. Annie, thanks a million, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan joins us this morning as our host for Where's Art? Every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.